Welcome to Healthcare Insurance 101, independent insurance agent with us, as always, and a busy camper to boot, and that would be Kathy Cacciola. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, JR. I am great.
You look marvelous, darling. You've been
a little busy
because you're getting certification for the upcoming open enrollment.
Oh, man, it's coming so fast. It's annual enrollment starts on the 15th of October, but we're going to be able to talk to people about it October 1st. Then I'm going to have an open house, so anyone who wants to come in and compare what they have as a plan as opposed to what's going to be offered for 2027, please do, because I can talk about it. I just can't take an application the 1st of October.
Right.
So it'd be
the 5th?
5th. Yes.
Through the 9th.
Through the 9th.
Monday through Friday. Like Kathy has said in past programs, too, she'll be able to let you look and see what's going on and then put the pen to paper by the 15th, correct?
By the 15th of October. Okay. Exactly right. And, you know, rumors are rampant.
Oh,
and
God.
We are hearing a lot of rumors about next year is going to be terrible. A lot of the companies are cutting back on benefits. So I went to a training yesterday and I was fully expecting that there was going to be a lot of cuts and things that I wasn't going to be too happy about for my clients. But I was pleasantly surprised because most of what they're offering next year is at least on par with what they had the year before. So there wasn't any cuts and they've expanded territory, going into more counties, and they're not taking the PPO. This is one company off of the market, like we're hearing, that PPOs are going to be the ones that are going to be hurt the most.
Now, you were sitting down when all this was being brought up to you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Go like, really?
I'm going like, really? No, in the area of prescription drug plans, standalone prescription drug plans, those aren't looking too good, but I want to see more companies before I make a determination
sure.
on that.
Now, the certifications, those are moving along.
Yes, I have completed all certifications.
Oh, you have?
Yes.
Already?
All certifications have been completed. Now you do face-to-face.
Okay.
Meaning that's where the company themselves will send a person and they'll sit down with you as a group and they'll go through what the benefits are for 2027. And we'll do a comparison side by side and we'll be able to learn, you know, what plans are going to be on the market, what plans are coming off the market, what the benefits are going to look like so that I will be able to intelligently explain it to my clients, how their plans may change or whether they're going to stay the same and, you know, kind of suggest if there's going to be any movement in the market, like one company being more, let's say, generous than the other,
right?
Then I'm going to be able to let people know that.
Now, the certifications, okay, you got all that. How, when you have to go see these companies face-to-face, how long are you in there for?
It's generally 2 to 2.5 hours.
Really?
Yeah, for each one. CMS, Centers for Medicare Services, whenever I throw out these acronyms, I want to make sure you understand
sure.
what they mean. Centers for Medicare Service demands that in the process of explaining their benefits, they also go through regulations and marketing guidelines. But they're the same for every company, so we have to endure hearing it over and over and over again. Every agent is aware of all the regulations that we have to adhere to. And every agent is aware of the marketing guidelines. So since you hear it so often, there should be no excuse for breaking the rules.
Right.
However, breaking the rules is the norm these days. So all of these unsolicited contact marketing that people do by calling your home.
Hang up.
And in trying to solicit business from you as a Medicare beneficiary is against the law. They can't do it.
Right.
But they're doing it. So all I'm saying is, folks, if you get one of these calls, just hang it.
Hang it up. You get stuff in the mail, throw it out.
They're allowed to mail.
Yeah, I understand they're allowed to mail. I do
That's
that.
That's definitely within their regulations.
And the TV, when you see it in the TV, I'm going to tell you why. Because they don't tell you, let's say, the fine print, if you will, on certain plans that are out there. Kathy's been doing this for a long time, and since she is independent, she's got more than one company to look for. And that's the whole thing. But a lot of these telemarketers, they know you from nothing. They're probably out of the country.
Yes. And they're not licensed agents that are calling you.
Right.
If they can book you, so to speak, they'll put you in front of a licensed agent so that they can at least be legal. Because unlicensed agents cannot enroll anybody in anything.
I hope down the line that they get a something to where they can't allow these telemarketers.
People to break the rules.
Especially out
it's
of the
really
country.
It's really not fair
stuff.
To the rest of us that are adhering to the rules.
Well, of course.
It is
of course.
At all.
And that's the thing, because a lot of these telemarketers, they're just doing what they're told. Okay, then they, like Kathy just said, they get the hook, and then they give you a licensed agent, and you don't know them from Adam after that because they're fly-by-nights.
And you can't return a call to them because it's an 800 number, so you're going to end up calling back a telemarketer, for which it's not going to, nobody's going to answer. So you can't, they have no recourse if you have a question or they didn't adequately explain everything to you. So you can't call back for clarification right. or to ask another question because there's nobody on the other end.
It's too good to be true. It probably is. And that's why Kathy's having that open house coming up on October the 5th on a Monday through Friday, October the 9th, to give you an idea. You know, maybe your plan you have now is going to be good. You'll want to stay with it. That all depends. But Kathy will be able to sit down with you. So I suggest you make the calls for that slot. 727-735-2337. Kathy will have it at her office, 7235 Forest Oaks Boulevard in Spring Hill, down from Taste of Portugal, Nature Coast Jewelers, Guido's, y'all. It's all in that same thing right there, 19 and Forest Oaks. But make the call and then to get your name on the list, because you get pretty busy between that time and time.
Yeah, that's the most busiest time of the year for me. Is between October 1st and through December 7th, because that's when people can make any decision they want. They can make as many decisions as they want. It's just the last decision that you made is the one that's going to stick.
The sad part of it is that it's not a whole big window for this.
It really isn't. It's about 6 weeks.
Yeah.
And the worst part of it is like right in between that, November 1st, the under 65 marketplace opens up as well. So you've got people who are under 65 are getting, they're getting letters saying that in 2027, this is what your premium's going to be. Mm-hmm. And sometimes that is an outrageous number. So they want to shop it. So these folks can come to the office as well to have that looked at. We do have agents in the office that work with the ACA, the marketplace, and can help go through it and see if, perhaps you could get a better price or a better plan.
That's good that you've got some extra people in the office, some agents, because it's like you're not busy enough. I mean, with the Medicare plans, but a lot of people need to have some answers. But I could say, with the inundation sometimes of these things when it comes to the new Medicare, now, have they come up with what our Part B is going to be next year? Has that not been...
I suspect they'll announce it sometime in our end of October, 1st of November.
Oh, is that how they do it?
Yeah,
okay.
We don't have any idea. That's why when they set these plans, Medicare Advantage plans, especially the ones with the give back, when they set them for the year ahead, they have no idea what the new Part B premium is going to be. So they have to base it on last year's. They can't give you back, your Part B refund cannot be more than what that last year's rate was, because they won't know what the next year's rate's going to be when they set these plans. So I expect it'll go up, but how much, I don't know.
Because last year, for 2026, that was a big increase from the year before.
I mean, 185 to 202.
Yeah, that was a big jump.
It was.
Big jump. But again, it's a wait and see. We'll let you know as soon as we know. That's just that simple. But again, and if you're also coming up on 65, oh boy, you need to give Kathy 3 to 4 months in advance for her to help you out with that as well. So the transition will be smooth. But a lot of people are going, I'm not in no hurry. Depending on situations, you better be in a hurry.
Yeah, one of the things I love is more and more I'm seeing people, especially folks who listen to this radio station, will come in way ahead of time. Like I had a gentleman this week, he's not turning 65 until June. But I love the fact that he wanted to get his ducks in a row. He had some decisions to make as far as retirement and health insurance and whether or not he's going to go to Medicare or not. And he wanted to get ahead of it so that he knew what he was going to do when the time came. So I appreciate those kind of folks because they do know that they can do that. Come on in. Let's make sure that everything is clear to you so that you can make decisions that benefit you with the information that you need to make those decisions.
Yeah, that's the whole thing. Best to be informed. And if you're well informed, that's even better yet. So, I mean, Kathy is not going to sugarcoat anything. This is what she got. And being an independent agent, this is where she gets to be able to check out more than one plan for you to look at, give you an option as to what's going to be best for you, what's your lifestyle like. I talked to a friend of mine not too long ago, and I said, it's not going to be a five-minute deal if you go in there. I said, because
I want to know things. I want to know, what your lifestyle's like, your budget, what are you comfortable with?
Right.
As far as freedom and no freedom. Because understand, in Medicare Advantage world, it is managed care. There's no getting around it. But right. Managed care is what you have when you have an employer-based plan. Because that is managed care. It's a plan that has everything in it, and you have to have referrals a lot of times. There is a network. Sometimes you need authorizations. That's the type of plan you're accustomed to. There are two different versions of that. Mm-hmm. There's an HMO and a PPO. HMOs require that you have a primary care doctor, and that primary care doctor is your gatekeeper.
Right.
So they'll refer you to specialists within their network. PPOs allow you a little more freedom. You can call up the specialist you want to go to, and as long as they take your plan, make your appointment. You don't need a referral.
Right.
So there's two different types of, let's say, freedom to choose from in the Medicare Advantage world.
Well, that's what a lot of people like, that flexibility to be able to do that, because sometimes getting the referrals is like an act of Congress for some of these people, and they don't have all that time.
Not always the case, but it can be. Absolutely. There can be a difficulty getting referrals to go where you want to go and need to go. Another thing is if you happen to get care outside of the state or outside of your service area for certain specialties.
Right.
I mean, the only thing that's going to work for you is a PPO, because you can go out of state with one of those. They're national companies as a rule, and national companies are countrywide.
Yeah, countrywide, yes.
Yeah, so you can go to different states and get care.
Well, a lot of people like that ease, if you will, to be able to do something of that nature, because the HMOs, you're pretty much stuck and you can't go nowhere.
No, I mean, if you do
unless
travel.
Unless it's emergency, but.
Yeah, if you do travel, emergency or urgent is included. So emergency care or urgent care is under an HMO if you're out of state. But then they're going to make sure that they get you back to your service area for ongoing treatment. That's simply the way those work.
You need some answers, give Kathy a call, 727-735-2337. Make that appointment, and it will be a breeze to a point, okay? When she does sit down with you to get that Medicare stuff started, she sends things back in three different ways. Snail mail, fax, electronic.
Electronic is the easiest, but not everyone can do it.
Right.
So there's sometimes, these are the folks who are going to have problems doing electronically. If you have delayed your Part B and you have Part A, and the reason for that not being able to do it electronically is because you have to present to Social Security a letter of credible coverage, but otherwise known as an employment verification form. So Social Security has to have documentation indicating that you have had credible coverage from the time you turn 65 until the time you want to apply for your Part B. And the reason for that is a penalty ensues from the time you turn 65 on, and that letter will relieve you of any penalty. So it's necessary that they have it.
The penalties can be exorbitant.
They can if it's left long enough.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Yes. For every year you dilly-dally, it's 10%.
10% a year.
Yes.
Correct. Yes.
So.
And the drug plans are little sharper teeth, so to speak. So it's 1% per month.
Per month.
For not having a drug plan. And that compounds up to 12% a year. So like I said, they're little sharper teeth.
Again, don't make the mistake. Kathy and I have done this, been doing this program for quite a long time. And she's come up with stories that sound like broken records with some people that I didn't know. I never knew. I wasn't informed. Well, this is where Kathy comes in to help to inform you as to what's going on. And any question is not stupid. You know, you can check out the website at kecinsuranceservices.com, see all kinds of great information on that site as well. Send Kathy an email through the site. Past programs are on there as well. But again, just get the information. It's not going to overload you, but to be prepared, and it's like you just said, you got a guy that's got a birthday coming up next June is already coming in the office to just get an idea.
Yeah. I appreciate that.
Oh, great.
Because
I know.
That gives him the opportunity to make good decisions for himself
right. Moving
forward.
Well, a lot of people, you know, it's not, rocket science. I mean, like I say, Kathy set me up a few years ago, and it's been ideal. And plans have changed. We had to change last year, and
That is the one thing about Medicare Advantage. It will change every year.
Yes.
And you have to stay on top of that. Prescription drug plans will change every year, and you have to stay on top of that. The only thing that doesn't change is supplemental. That remains the same from year to year because it only covers those benefits that Medicare itself covers. So as long as Medicare doesn't change, those supplementals won't change.
Well, again, here's more information that you probably didn't know and you'll probably need. Since Kathy, like I say, is independent, she's got a lot of options for you. But if you're at a place less than 20 employees and you're hitting 65, you got to go on Medicare.
Yes. And if you're on ACA Marketplace, you got to go on Medicare.
Because no ifs, ands, or buts.
No ifs, ands, or buts. Because guess what? Medicare's not paying both.
Nope.
You have to choose. And you cannot remain on the Marketplace plan if you are going on Medicare.
You know, there's a lot of things that can go wrong if you're not aware. And that's why you can give Kathy a call to give you an idea as to what your situation could be like. What you don't want to get into a bad mix of stuff because it's not fun.
Right. Well, just understand that, I mean, anything can be fixed. So if you are in a situation where you have a plan that's not working for you, definitely reach out to me because I can help, just help you decide where to go to get the best plan for your particular situation.
Say it's easy. And, Kathy's office is a great place to set up an appointment, 7235 Forest Oaks Boulevard, Highway 19 of Forest Oaks Boulevard. Taste of Portugal right down the road there. Guido's Pizza, Nichiro's Jewelers. 727-735-2337 is the telephone number. And also, give yourself a spot for the upcoming Medicare to get an idea as to what those plans are. October 5th through October the 9th at our office. That's a Monday through Friday. And make that appointment for that as well. And they say the spots are filling up fast.
Exactly.
Well, you do get a lot of people for this.
Yeah, I do. I get a lot of walk-ins, too. It's wonderful.
Prefer to have at least a reservation. Just like pretend it's like a restaurant, man. Make a reservation, This way you can do. And Kathy will sit down with you for quite a long time to make sure this is what's going on for you. But it was encouraging when you talked about it near the top of the program about some changes that you thought were going to happen, but they didn't.
I was surprised. I was pleasantly surprised. Now I'm anxious to go to the rest of the companies and find out what they have to offer. Because if the trend is towards remaining the same,
that's a big win.
That's a win.
Because 26 was a bear.
It was.
Probably one of your toughest years. You and I have talked about this in past programs. And at this 2026, for you to get it all into this was quite the battle.
It really was, because they took some plants people were loving off the market. They just sent them letters and said, effective January 1st, you no longer have your plan. You need to go out and find something else. So it was very tough for a lot of people.
Well, that's the thing. And a lot of people were caught completely wild about this, because it's like, geez, what the heck happened? Now, pretty much for some of these plans, are we looking at the, depending on the drug programs for these people, they're going to probably get chunked in the first couple of months? Is that what they're looking
at?
Yeah,
it's going from $615 deductibles. That's on tiers 3, 4, and 5,
okay,
meaning name brand drugs,
right,
to $700. So it's going up, you know, quite a bit.
Yeah.
Deductible under Part B is going up. We don't know exactly what that's going to be.
Currently $202.50.
The max out of pocket currently is at $2,100. It's going to $2,400. These are the things that we do know that have been announced. So on the prescription drug plans, I am really encouraged on most of the prescription drugs that you can't. There's too many ways that you can get prescription drugs now, that you don't have to pay those high copays.
Yes.
There's just too many. There's like 3 or 4 different options. And I would encourage, if you're paying a lot for your prescription drugs, explore those other options. You don't have to buy it through your plan. You do have to have a plan, but you don't have to buy it through your plan.
Really? Just go out, let's say, outside the box.
Outside the box. And there are, like I said, there's many ways to skin that cat now. So I sit down and we do some research.
It's all legit, folks. Don't get excited. Like,
I want, you know, they're paying this much for this particular drug. Well, let's find out where else you can get it cheaper.
And you're going to do that for them.
I'll do that for them.
See? That's why independent agents. And if you happen, and depending where you're hearing us, and if you're too far out of range as far as to come and see Kathy, find an independent agent where you're at, please. Can't stress that enough,
yes,
because they're going to be the biggest help for you to give you the options. But if you're within our listening area and you want to come out and see Kathy, that'd be great too, because she'll be able to help you. But independent agents, especially for annual enrollment and such,
they have flexibility.
Oh, gosh.
To help you, yes. And they're a living, breathing human that you can reach out to.
What a concept that is.
Exactly.
That is, we see this all the time. It's like we just had the primary, okay?
Uh-huh.
We got inundated with all kinds of stuff from people running for office. Well, with the...
mailbox to round file. That's where it had to go. I mean...
Well, that's going to be the same thing with this, okay? With the Medicare stuff. You're going to get... Mm-hmm. But the calls... I'm sorry, I cannot stress this enough, because people that just get lost in this thing, oh, this sounds good, blah, 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 this, I'm going to get this, I'm going to get that. Some of these plans, for you to get the farm, you got to have Medicare and Medicaid.
Absolutely.
That's where the fine print is not.
That's their lead. I mean, they'll lead off telling you about all the benefits of a plan, and you're thinking, oh, that sounds great. Except you have to be Medicaid eligible, meaning you have to be able, your income has to be way below certain levels in order for you to get those benefits. That's a very small subset of the population,
right,
that are eligible for those. You're not, as a rule. And those benefits they talk about and they lead with, anything you can have.
And you see people getting bent out of shape thinking, well, I was supposed to get this and all this. And the ancillary benefits that we were getting a couple, 3 years ago is another story that people have to understand, that a lot of that got cut for 26. 27, we'll wait and see.
They got cut back quite a bit, yes. For 27, you know, I'm still encouraged that there's going to be not many cuts in that area. I'm still encouraged that they're going to maintain some of those ancillary benefits. at least your dental, your vision, and your hearing. I believe those are going to remain. The cuts that come over that is like people love these food cards, over-the-counter benefits.
Go buy your own Band-Aids.
All of those kind of things. And if the plan is getting money, extra money, for a chronic condition or for Medicaid, then those benefits are more easily funded because they get extra money to manage those particular things. But at a regular plan, if you don't qualify, if you don't have cardiovascular disease,
right,
congestive heart failure, COPD, or diabetes, I mean, they're not getting those extra funds. So that's, you know, those will be cut back on, I'm sure.
Well, like you say, to get some answers, just make the call. But we won't know for sure what's going to be available. Now, all these companies definitely have to have an answer by October 1st.
Yeah, it has to be signed, sealed, delivered.
Okay.
Medicare has to have already approved it, and it's ready for print. So we will get print prior to October 1st.
Okay, you'll get print. Mm-hmm. And then that's when you have the people that can come and see you, and you'll be able to lay it out there in black and white.
Right.
Pretty cool, huh? But I'm telling you, though, it's a doggy-dog world out there. But just give somebody... Get an independent agent in your area, and if you are in our area, call Kathy at 727-735-2337, 727-735-2337. Her website is kecinsuranceservices.com, and that is an easy website to check out, and you can check out our past programs, all kinds of information, and Kathy even takes emails on the website, so if you've got a question or a comment, you can send it to Kathy on the website. You got a topic you want Kathy to cover in an upcoming programs. Drop a line for that as well. And it's on the website, kecinsuranceservices.com. We welcome your comments and questions and such. And if you want to make an appointment for the upcoming 5th through the 7th of October to get an idea as to what's coming up with Medicare and want to come up on Medicare, you want to make that jump 3 to 4 months in advance. If you're thinking you're looking at that, then you can give Kathy a jingle at the phone as well, 727-735-2337. And what I like about that, you have a couple of extra agents in your office to help with the ACA because you're just going to be blasting through the Medicare stuff.
I focus more on Medicare. That's my focus. I have, through the past years, done ACA for many years, but I've gotten to the point where I'm more efficient if I focus on Medicare and let the other agents focus on the other.
And that works ACA out too. This way she's not inundated with the, you know, now she can sit there and focus on with the stuff with the Medicare and give you people the opportunity to see what is going to be available out there. That's right. Coming up. 727-735-2337 is Kathy's number. KECinsuranceservices.com is the website. You've been listening to Healthcare Insurance 101 with Kathy Cacciola. We'll do this again in 2.
Absolutely.
Any information we provide is limited to the plans that we do offer in your area. Please contact Medicare.gov or 1-800-MEDICARE to get information on all of your options.